Ukraine security issue.
On the 3rd of May, the 70th day of the Ukrainian people's heroic resistance to Russian invaders, they continued to eliminate the consequences of Tuesday's massive missile strikes on important infrastructure facilities across the country. Repair works were underway to resume rail traffic. For the first time since Russia's invasion in February, long-range missiles reached the westernmost Transcarpathian region. In the neighboring Lviv region, the authorities reported the destruction of critical civilian infrastructure facilities, which caused blackouts for a quarter of a million people. Two civilians were injured. In the Mykolaiv region, 11 civilians were injured as a result of Russian missile strikes. Russian missiles again targeted the Black Sea port city of Odessa, as well as several cities in other regions. The General Staff of the Ukrainian Armed Forces said that Russia aimed to destroy Ukraine's transport infrastructure and power transmission facilities in order to disrupt supplies from the West. The State Border Service reports an increase in the number of air, artillery and mortar strikes on towns and villages in the areas of the Chernihiv and Sumy regions, bordering on Belarus and Russia, respectively. They open fire almost every day, said State Border Service spokesman Andriy Demchenko. The border guards at the border with Belarus are constantly on high alert. There are some Belarusian forces deployed along the border. They are hardly ready to attack, but we do not rule out the possibility of Russia using them against Ukraine at a certain point. That is why we keep more border guards and equipment there. The same is about the Transnistria section of the Moldovan border, because we observe Russia's attempts to escalate the situation there, said State Border Service spokesman Andriy Demchenko. The epicenter of action is the Donbas, where Russian troops keep trying to take control of the entire Donetsk and Luhansk regions and secure a land bridge to the Crimean Peninsula. As the infantry repeatedly fails to advance anywhere along the front line, Russia increasingly uses its artillery and aircraft against Ukrainian army positions as well as residential areas. 34 air and artillery strikes on residential areas have been recorded in the Luhansk region over the past 24 hours. As a result, two civilians were killed and dozens of private houses, apartment buildings, hospitals, schools and stores were destroyed. Meanwhile, in the occupied areas of the region, the Russian invaders continue to take away grain in huge amounts. They have already robbed the local population of 3 years' reserve of grain, and constant shelling prevents farmers from sowing new crops. Russian troops continue to bomb, shell and storm the Azovstal steel plant, the last stronghold of the defenders of Mariupol and the last relatively safe refuge for hundreds of civilians who have been hiding in the plant basements for almost 10 weeks. More than 100 civilians have been evacuated from Mariupol through UN and Red Cross assistance over the past several days, but the evacuation process is hampered and often blocked by Russian soldiers. The few lucky evacuees said that it's strange for them not to hear explosions anymore and that they only survived in the basements thanks to the Ukrainian military, who shared them rations, water and medicines with them. Frankly speaking, at one time we just gave up on all hopes. We thought we were forgotten and we'd never get out of their life. We thank our soldiers who stay there. We are all with you, boys. We would do everything on earth to get you out of there. Another evacuee said that hundreds of women and children are still there and that there is a great number of wounded and dead civilians and soldiers. They shelled the plant from heavy weapons and dropped 3-ton bombs. There are very many dead and wounded. No one buries the dead, because it's impossible. All the bodies lie on the slag heap. Meanwhile, according to the Ukrainian intelligence, Sergei Kiriyenko, first deputy head of the Russian presidential administration, has arrived in Mariupol to personally supervise preparations there for a Victory Day celebration on May 9th. The central streets are being cleaned from dead bodies and exploded ordnance, destroyed and burned vehicles and rubble. The cleanup works are accompanied by a massive propaganda campaign in which the Kremlin media are preparing to demonstrate the so-called joy of Mariupol residents welcoming their Russian liberators. The Kremlin's disinformation methods seem to have no limit. According to the South Operative Command of the Ukrainian Armed Forces in the occupied parts of the Zaporizhia region, Russian troops are given Ukrainian military uniforms. Wearing them, they are most likely to resort to provocations in order to discredit the Ukrainian military. Not a step back. The war with Russia is now at a new stage. The Ukrainian military have managed to stop the occupiers' advance. President Volodymyr Zelensky said, addressing the Wall Street CEO Council summit. He said that Ukraine would seek compromise solutions through dialogue wherever it's possible, but would not agree to freeze the conflict with Russia. Ukraine has already been in a situation when the world tried to appease our enemy in the Donbas through the Minsk agreements, but only fanned Russia's imperial ambitions instead. The Kremlin withdrew from the agreements and launched a full-scale invasion of Ukraine. No diplomacy will work until the war is over. Russia's missile terrorism can only be stopped by severe sanctions and by supplies of heavy weapons that can help Ukraine defeat the aggressor country, stressed President Zelensky.